get started.
Come on.
Hey, everybody. A-Squad's back. It's been a little bit, huh?
Couple months, man.
Couple months?
Too long.
It feels like a couple days sitting in the seat, man. I love it.
My coin's been on the game, the console, for a while. Now.
Anyway, tonight on the show, good news for people who like plastic crap in their living room. Kanye's getting a new thing. Again, he's getting into anything now, and a 90s fighter's coming back. Right now, though, I feel that we should get into what we've been up to, man. What have you been playing?
Well, I spent the off season in Tibet really, really finding out myself, and then when I came back, I started playing FIFA some more.
Oh, it's been 6 months, and you have the same answer.
Come on, man.
I've actually I bought a couple of PlayStation games, and I've been messing with them. But I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you, but I was downloading the game as I started. It said, oh, you can play now. So I did, and it's this parkour zombie game with...
Dying Light?
The Dying Light. That's what it was called. And I'm sitting there, I'm learning parkour, and then it's like, okay, time to start the game. And it's like, sorry, bud, game's not finished downloading. Like,
you got a tutorial.
Yeah.
I'm like, how long till it's ready? It's like 40%. Done.
At least they have an external hard drive, though. You know, I've been having a big problem with my Xbox One.
Oh, you gotta keep tidy, man.
Yeah, dude. I gotta keep my shit tight. I'm already at 99%. I gotta erase games and shit. Yeah, hell yeah, they do. Anything else?
I got like 8 or 9 games.
Been taking advantage of the PlayStation Plus?
No, I don't know what that is, man.
You don't even know what that is?
The PlayStation Network.
Why are you back on my show?
No. I hate the PlayStation's operating system. I've never really explored it because every time I want to go find something,
it's like MS-DOS compared to. I know.
I hate it.
It's hard.
So I only go pick up my sticks for the PS4 when I'm like, okay, I'm gonna specifically buy this game on PS4 because I don't want anyone to bother me when I play it.
Yeah, like the single player.
My single player games are on PS4.
I like your thinking there.
Okay, all right.
It's a solo machine.
Yeah, man.
Like when you're playing alone in the dark, you're actually alone in the dark.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Like, I don't want no bleeps coming up being like, oh, Rise Like Phoenix wants you to join his posse to go shoot people. Like, oh, all right.
I keep my posse tight, man. I don't know how many of those.
I haven't got a lot of invites lately. Thanks a lot.
I've been playing a lot of games, though. Max, what have you been playing this week?
This week?
For the last 6 months.
That list gets pretty exhaustive, so I'll keep it brief.
Yeah.
Big one, I've been playing Assassin's Creed Unity.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Set in revolutionary France. Why they have British accents? Not sure.
That's how the old timey works. I think
every other Assassin's Creed game, they give them the proper accents.
They had British accents.
It's so hard to pick a French accent. Instead, it's just a bunch of Brits arguing about Robespierre.
Do they mention the family? Are you related to anyone? Ezio?
No, you're not related. They
you're no longer in the same genealogy anymore?
No, now it's you kind of just go off into anybody's. Like, there's no main character anymore. So it's just, you don't even see your face as the player. You're just a guy playing a video game who gets sucked into ancient times.
Well, like never-ending story? Like,
a little
you're
bit.
Sitting in the attic?
You have to name the princess at the end.
Oh, no.
I mean, you're just random people. Why don't you just wake up one morning as Jack Sparrow and have his little adventure or something?
Yeah, right. I'd be more into that than a Frenchman.
Well, it doesn't hold a candle to the pirate game.
That's
and,
true.
I just want to say, on Xbox Gold now, they have that Rayman Legends game.
Downloaded
it for free.
Yeah?
The game is fun as hell.
Okay.
Good
All right.
platforming game.
I never played Rayman when it was on the original consoles, but I had it on the Wii. It was one of the first games that came out.
You had the Rabbids.
You had the Rabbids.
Yeah, the Raving Rabbids.
No. He had a side scroller going.
So I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually looked pretty good back in
it's
the day.
It's super
for
fun.
The day.
Like, I'm hooked on it.
Is it still colorful and whatnot?
Colorful, bright, great music.
I have been obsessed over the last 2 weeks with iDarb. So
I haven't tried it. I know it's on for free.
It is. All right. Over the last 6 months, I'm not going to get into it because that's hot, boring, but I'll list off and I'll talk about
like
it.
The Micro Machines guy. Do it real quick.
In the late. All right. I'll do it as fast as I can. Sunset Overdrive, Volga the Viking, Dragon Age Inquisition, Cosmic Quest 2, Far Cry 4, Shadow of Mordor, Game of the Year in Europe. Downloadable Risk, which was fun, and of course iDarb, which is an Xbox exclusive, which I have been playing. It's a 2D side-scrolling sports game. It's wacky. I love it. I love the Twitter feed at the bottom. Anytime you tweet with the iDarb logo, it comes up, no matter how foul it is. So keep that in mind if you're letting your kids play it. Make sure they can't read. And the Halo Master Chief Collection, which I kind of been playing, I guess, half the game that works.
It's a lonely little lobby I'm always sitting in.
Yeah, because it's a self-propelled lobby, because no one else can join.
it was fun when we hooked up the systems, though. We did like a little LAN thing here a few weeks back.
Yeah.
That's not why I bought it, though. I bought it for the online. I mean, they
we were still having fun with the Halo 2. We didn't need to buy the new one to do that.
But what I'm saying is Microsoft offered me, and as well as I'm sure a lot of people, the free month.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. I got no tires on my car, but you're letting me miss a car payment. I don't really care. I can't use it. I can't use the thing. So anyway, iDarb, back to iDarb. Lots of fun. Free right now. Totally competitive. You can make your own characters. You can make your own flag. You can make chiptunes to celebrate. It's a ton of fun. And to get into just one other game that I've been playing, the Shadow of Mordor, it was crazy.
Looking forward to playing it. That's next up on my list.
You can borrow it. I'm done.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take you up on it.
I don't understand the storyline. I don't understand why the Tolkien people, whoever's responsible for Tolkien's stuff right now, allowed this super badass to just walk around Mordor slaughtering people. I know there's downloadable content where you just get to beef on Sauron.
Well, I heard that the original script for that game was this character in the game, he just walks a whole bunch and then finally finds what he's looking for and goes back.
Then an eagle carries
They scrapped him. That. They're like, that shit's stupid boring.
Right. They're like, let's make him an insane badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's an open world game. Much like Assassin's Creed, except would I compare it to Legend of Zelda more? No, I guess not.
I keep hearing Assassin's Creed meets Arkham.
Yeah, the fighting's very much like Arkham. Fighting is very much like Arkham, but you sneak up on people. It's a good time. Check it out. I don't want to like fill up the whole show with what we've been playing. Well,
there's
I could.
A backlog there, you know.
And I don't think people like us enough or remember us enough from 6 months ago to just hear me talk about shit I've been playing. So let's get into what's out this week.
On this guy.
Right? I know. Oh, so now you're back from outer space. That's cool. Let's get into what's out this week.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's
exciting and new?
All right, I've been thinking about it, and we're going to switch up the what's out this week a little bit. I'm only going to talk about kind of larger games, and then I'm going to highlight one. And okay. That's what we're going to... But I'm going to flip through it. I can't talk about every single game, as well as I'm one man. I'm one person. I'm flesh and blood. I can't look up every single game.
Can I just say, I miss these themes. It's like...
I got them on my iPod. I listened to them at the... Anyway, Ali Ali's out. 3DS and Wii U and Xbox One, which is fun. But Ali Ali 2 is out for Vita and PS4. So they're beating us, but it's a side-scroll skateboard game. It's a lot of fun. How do you describe one of those games that just keeps on rolling and rolling?
Like a Flintstones background? Like,
I mean, like that, yeah.
It keeps repeating itself?
I'm trying to think. Like, maybe Tony Hawk's Downhill Skater? Downhill Jam?
Was it a Boom Boom Huck Jam?
No, it wasn't a Boom Boom Huck Jam. But it is a Boom Boom Good Time. Resident Evil Revelation, the second episode. You can join Barry, Claire, who's the other girl? Talia on the little island there. Again, I don't ruin Telltale games, so I won't.
Oh, that's a Telltale game.
I don't think it's a Telltale.
No, it's a very story-driven game. No, it's not a Telltale game. My bad. Right. But it's a very story-driven game
like
is
one?
What I meant. No. It's actually, you get to shoot a lot of people. And you can get in there and shoot a lot of people without really listening to the story, but Resident Evil, come on. People want to hear the story.
Oh. Maybe if it was one of the older ones. They kind of ran out of story around 5 or 6.
Yeah, it does get convoluted.
What if we did zombies in Africa this time?
I remember playing that 6th one. It was like, why am I fighting a living boat?
Oh my god, I remember that.
Was it the whale?
I wanted to know how that crocodile sustained itself in a tiny little lake like that. Like
a mega croc.
How was it not eating everything already?
Why am I Leon again?
Yeah.
Why would he, like, he was a recruit for Raccoon City. First day on the job. When did he... just jump everyone in the chain.
And now he's the president's daughter's bodyguard.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on?
I don't know, man.
Like, what do you get out of there? And he, like, his storytelling skills are so badass that they just promote him to, like, unofficial badass guy with, like, his own...
I guess, man. I would have went for Chris Redfield myself. He's a dreamboat as well as a giant hulking man.
Yeah.
Scream Ride's out for Xbox 360 and Xbox One, if anyone cares. You test roller coasters.
No, I'm not interested in that.
Pass. Crickets. Tipping Stars looks fun. It's a Wii U game and a 3DS as well. It's Mario versus Donkey Kong. I really didn't get to check it out too much. I just briefly checked it out. But Mario games, the Nintendo franchise games are always a good time. They're always fun. And the one I wanted to highlight this week is we all know how I like these simulator games. We went over the Drowning Simulator.
Oh, yeah.
Which we all dubbed unnecessary. The coming out was a good one, which we, I think we all kind of agreed that it could be okay.
Yeah, we talked about it.
It could be a little helpful. And now this one's pregnancy. It's out for PC. The twist on it is that you're a 14-year-old girl who got raped, and she's talking to herself, and you can be a voice. No, well, you could be a voice, a formless voice, and she even goes like, "Who's talking to me?" And like, I felt.
What is this game called?
I don't know who that's. It's called Pregnancy.
Okay.
Who's that gonna help? Like, I mean, like, maybe
this is
pregnancy.
Just a propaganda game to have girls not get abortions.
I don't know, man. I mean, like, I want to be sensitive about it, but like, that's a very specific group that they might be aiming to help. It's not like coming out where like, oh, you know, there's maybe some pointers or maybe give you a little courage to come out to your parents. This is like a 14-year-old girl got raped.
So wait, there's only one level? There's no like other
it's
scenarios?
Like a it's like a streaming thought. You know what I mean? Like it's no, you can't level up in it.
Right? Well, I'm saying like, okay, level one is all right. She got raped. The decision's more or less kind of easy. It's like, yeah, we can get rid of that one. But it's like, oh man.
Oh, I don't know, man.
You get to like level 3 or 4.
I don't know.
A real tough choice.
Yeah, I haven't played it. I know Max is currently.
I'm like looking at the website. It looks propaganda-ish.
Yeah, it felt propaganda-ish.
It's probably.
You know, I don't want to disrespect the game if they're trying the right thing.
It's probably
made
by some religious group or something.
It says, here, I'll read the little blurb.
Okay.
Lila Sandor is the protagonist of Pregnancy. She's a 14-year-old girl who lives in Keszthalach, Hungary. Lila gets pregnant after being raped by a criminal, and she is confused about what to do with the child. Player acts as a voice of conscience, influencing and guiding the young girl's decision.
Yeah, I don't understand why this game exists.
No, this sounds like...
I don't see it helping anybody.
This sounds like pro-life kind of shit.
Most yeah. definitely.
Or, because it's specifically a rape, which is its whole other thing, maybe it's going in the other direction.
I don't know. I mean, like, when can we stop calling these things games?
Like, remember when games were fun?
Yeah.
It's like you get to live a 50-year remember Harry when you, Truman dumping the bomb in Hiroshima or something like
remember
that.
Remember when you just wanted cherries and coins and stuff?
I, you know, from the ice cream truck, I like those little things that you threw into the ground. They popped. They were cool, too.
Okay. Yeah, the poppers. Yeah. I mean, they have nothing to do with video games. All right. They're cool.
You're talking about ice cream and sodas.
And it's very graphically intense. That is an actual screenshot of the game.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of dreamy.
Basically just a bunch of blurry images.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to make of that.
Well, just to get into it, I like the graphics of the last game we were talking about, the coming out. But they do make any guy who comes on the screen look really gay. Like, it was weird that they went that route, but I don't know. I had to throw that out there. I was checking out the game, and I was like, yeah, all right.
It's a bunch of stereotypes.
It was kind of stereotypical, which made me upset. So that about wraps it up for what's out this week. There are other games that we could go over that came out in the last 6 months that we've been around, but...
they'll come up in due time.
Yeah, we're going to stick up with the just the weeks. Let's hit up the news, right? Is everyone down with some news? Does everyone remember how to do the news?
Play Yugi, man.
Does everyone remember how to assemble? Good.
Everyone. Have you not heard?
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
That's the one I miss the most. That sound clip.
I love you. Yeah.
Well, you can just listen to Huey Lewis then.
Anyway, PAX East is going on right now. We'll talk about that more next week. Right now, I want to talk about the Xbox One is doing something cool. Right now on Xbox 360, you can reserve the games with golds on Xbox One for when you buy one, you know, so you're not just losing it. Like iDarb, for example, being my example, and Pete's being Raymond, I can reserve those for download. So let's say 6 months from now, I buy an Xbox One, they're there for free as opposed to me just losing them.
Does this count for sales and things?
No. Just the downloadable, just the games with gold free download for the month.
That's still cool.
Yeah, I wish it worked in reverse because I don't always get to my 360 and I'm losing a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Tomb Raider game, the newest one, is fully downloadable for your Xbox 360, which is nice.
Mm.
I wish I could have the time. I mean, I don't have the time. I got my 360 in my bedroom. Plus, I already played and beat the game. But I mean, you know, it's still like a good I mean, Xbox One has yet to get, like, a real meaty game like that.
Yeah.
I think that's where PlayStation Plus kind of kills it. PlayStation Plus has, like, really nice games downloadable for the month. But it is cool that they're doing that. It's a really smart move. I hope PlayStation starts doing it.
It's nice that they're giving some life to the old thing.
Yeah, it is nice.
And giving you some incentive to, like, we know you'll get around to buying the One.
Yeah, you know. It's cool. It's cool. You guys remember the 90s? That? Everyone remember the 90s?
Yeah.
What was your favorite fighter?
I would have to go with Street Fighter.
No, it's like it was Clay Fighter, which is great for you because Clay Fighter's getting remastered.
Why?
Interplay's been re-releasing a lot of their games. Descent 3 last year, Free Space 2, and they're giving Clay Fighter a little reboot. See, at first I thought it was going to be a new one. It was going to be I was really hot for it, and now it's just, you know, Mr. Frosty and them.
They're just importing the old game to the new system.
They're just remastering it.
Yeah. Okay. I have the remastered Killer Instinct. Like it's
no, but that's a new game.
No, there's the old one too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like Killer
Instinct. Oh, I thought you meant the new one that comes free with Xbox One, no. But then you got to download.
I don't think.
Then you got to pay a lot of money.
Also,
for every character.
You wait. Like, I have a big TV in my den, and
we're all really impressed.
Well, I'm getting to the point. I don't think they could show it on widescreen TV and make it be a full screen because anytime I've gotten an old game like that, it borders the games.
Yeah, the aspect ratio is different. On
no, I think if they're remastering it, I mean like seriously remastering it, hopefully they address that. Anyway, it's only for PC right now, announced. I think you got to go whole hog, bro. If you're going to do it, you really... Is that... Well, all right. We got a new screen in the studio, everyone. And Max loves bringing shit up on it now. It's hanging there and we can all see it. I'm looking at Clay Fighter right now. I forgot Booger Man was in it.
I'm just remembering basically none of this cast of characters. Frosty. I remember Santa Claus. I remember the Snowman.
That was two different fighters, wasn't it?
Santa.
Yeah.
Snowman.
No, I mean, like, that was in Clay Fighter? Yeah. Santa, Snowman. Didn't they have their own, like... I thought it was like a Christmas theme game with those two.
Nah, man.
That was Clay Fighter 2?
I believe there was a Christmas theme game that involved a snowman and Santa Claus? Yes. But they were both fighters in Clay Fighter, mm-hmm. If that clears it up for you.
I don't remember Earthworm Jim being in there.
Earthworm Jim eventually made it in with Booger Man. They were both on the Genesis exclusives. I don't know. Were they on the Genesis? No. They were just in, I think, Clay Fighter 2?
Since there was no blood or anything, I got this one on SNES because I like the controller better.
Yeah.
Six buttons.
Yeah. Well, SNES lent itself better to Street Fighter, I'll say that.
Yeah, the only game I ever got I got on Sega was Mortal Kombat because they had the blood and everything.
ABACABB. For anyone still rocking the Genesis out there.
I always thought that was a weird number of buttons to put on a controller. Just three?
Yeah, it was kind of weak. Well, they had the six-button controller eventually also, the Turbo.
Yeah, when like Street Fighter started coming around. They had no choice.
Yeah, it's like, you got a bootleg controller.
Because with the three button, then you'd have to like hit another button to switch from punches to kicks or something.
All right, about 7 minutes ago, I told everyone that we're not going to talk about PAX. We are going to talk about PAX. Surprise, surprise. We're going to talk a little bit about it. Right now, Rock Band 4 was announced at PAX for Xbox One and PS4. It's been 6 years since the last Rock Band? 2010.
You really never needed to make another Rock Band. Just keep uploading new songs.
They were really good at that. I'll say that. They stayed on top of it. Yeah, it's not a game that's going to come out, let's say, like Assassin's Creed or Call of Duty. Or it would fail. I mean, it would really fail. This time around, developer Harmonix is working with Mad Catz again. But they are not going to be distributed by EA. They're cutting EA out. Which hopefully makes it easier to get games. You know?
Do you know why they discontinued the whole game to begin with?
Rock Band?
Yeah.
They felt that they didn't need it, and it was, they said that it was actually, if I remember, a little difficult to get through all the red tape to get these downloadable songs out there.
Hmm.
With going through so many, I think MTV had a piece of it too. Didn't MTV have a piece of the studio as well?
Because it did feel like they stopped the game at the height of its powers.
Yeah, it was killing. Everyone had one.
They were going for other things, Harmonix. I think they're a new Amplitude's coming out, which was the granddaddy
of... Yeah, but none of these games ever reached Rock Band status.
No.
Like Rock Band Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
A lot of people bought like systems to have that game. Like I feel like a lot of people who don't even play video games in my life would buy like an Xbox, a cheap Xbox, just so they could play Rock Band and stuff.
I'm going to say this. I should probably save this for A-Squad Confessions when we do it. It was never really my jam.
No?
I mean, I had fun jamming out with you guys, like, two songs, but, like, you guys would rock that all night.
A good couple drunken evenings.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was fun. But for people who are wondering, and I know Giant Shock asked me before the show, and I didn't want to spill the beans. Their goal is to definitely to make the guitars, drum sets, and whatnot backwards compatible.
All
right,
thank God.
Right, so you don't have to buy that again. I don't have mine anymore. I did have Rock Band. They didn't mention, however, all the accoutrement, like the light show. You know, people bought that stage show thing.
Who bought that?
I almost bought it when Radio Shack was going out of business. It was like 40 bills.
It's not even your jam.
No, it's not. But laser light shows are my jam. they said new instruments, and they have a picture of a new drum set. I mean, it basically looks like the old one, but colored, and the guitars look a little sweeter. But they said it's the same control, so you can use the other ones. They mentioned new instruments. I wasn't clear if they mentioned the guitars are new or if it's literally like new instruments. So we'll talk about that later when I introduce the new question of the week. Moving on, Mr. Kanye West is now a game developer, if anyone wants to know about that.
I heard he has a pretty epic
He's not only the voice of a generation and a lyrical genius.
A gay fish.
He's now developing. And this game sounds totally great. I mean, like, totally awesome. He really put a lot of thought into this game. I can't wait to play as Kanye West's mom in heaven.
Look, man, the premise is dog shit, but it plays great.
Anyway, for people who didn't catch on, his premise is that his mom is in heaven and you got to get her up to the highest part of heaven.
Highest level.
I wanted to play like Doodle Jump, where she's bouncing. Like, she's got to bounce.
I want to see one level where she's racing around like Sonic the Hedgehog.
I mean, this just invites a lot of bad screen caps. And I mean, the internet's a scary place, Kanye.
That's why you got to kind of enjoy Kanye West, because he seems oblivious to the fact that he's an utter joke.
You know what? I will give... I know, he is, and I will give him credit. It's a nice thought. If, I mean, like, does anyone remember we did a story, like, last year? No, it was... When was J-Lo and Ben Affleck getting married?
Many years ago.
It's like the 04, 05.
But we did a story about how Kevin Smith...
She actually got married after that. And had two children, a bunch of children, like, that's so long ago.
Wow, you're really aficionado. Anyway, we talked about it on the show, how Kevin Smith was going to get them a custom arcade machine.
A custom arcade cabinet.
Where he was, where Ben Affleck was the hero, and at the end...
No, it was Jennifer Lopez was the hero, I think.
She was the villain.
Oh, was she?
She was the last villain. It played like Ninja Turtles, supposedly. I didn't get to see any screenshots, but Jay and Silent Bob were obviously in it. Kanye, do that. Do that. Don't bring this game out, man.
You just, hey, here's a game. You beat up paparazzi or chasing down Kim Kardashian's ass.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Just play it by yourself in your room. Feel good about yourself.
You're going to beat him up.
Just don't do it, man. Don't do it.
I can see him there saying, like, yeah, mama, get in there.
Like, you know what I picture him as? Does anyone watch the, what is it? The Awesomes?
No.
Nobody's watching The Awesomes? I picture him as Kenan Thompson's character, where he just... whatever. If you haven't seen it, you haven't seen it. Listeners of the show know what I'm talking about. That's what I'm going to have to introduce you guys to that show.
People are a big burner on stuff, though, because if there's like an international leaderboard and he's not number one, then he, you know...
He doesn't love his mama.
Yeah.
No.
Or he can start off the game giving himself like a billion points and his little picture number one.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I would. I wouldn't even blame him for that.
No.
All right, this one's actually exciting me. Unreal Engine 4, now free for all developers.
Nice.
How sick is that?
That's pretty sweet.
That's great.
Yeah, Epic Games, they came out and said that it... Well, first off, Unreal Engine 4 is debatably the most widely used development tool set for rocking games. Batman uses it.
Right.
Gears obviously uses it.
Is there any reason why they're being generous, though?
I'll get into it. Now, the Epic Games founder, Tim Sweeney, came out and said, if you love something, let it free. Last year, Epic offered a subscription-based program, kind of like Windows does now with Photoshop and WinWord, which both of them I subscribed to rather than... I didn't buy the whole suite. Which was nice enough, but now it's just going to be free. There are some guidelines. Once a product is launched commercially, creators have to pay 5% of royalty grosses after the first 3,000 per quarter, which really isn't that bad. I mean, like, this was like a really expensive suite. I don't remember how expensive, but I remember they ran a contest last year or the year before where they get the development suite for free, and they claimed it was like 50 grand worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's free. I don't know if it's going to make a difference in indie games. I would imagine it has to, right?
Well, yeah. These guys never got to use this tool before. Now, I mean, those indie developers are pretty talented people, and now they get this like great new tool for free.
Right.
Now, the reason I think that he's doing it, and I know it sounds a little jaded, is because the Unity is a cross-platform game creation system that people have been using like hot fire lately, and it's had a Unity free. 2014, it was voted the best engine award at the UK Annual Development Industry Excellence Award.
They might want to trim that name down a little.
Don't make me say it again. But it's a very easy engine to use. It's a little simpler than the Unreal Engine. Unreal Engine is the equivalent of, let's say, I'll use WinWord as opposed to like the Apple stuff. You know, you could, or Photoshop, let's say, as opposed to Apple stuff, where you can do a lot more with it, but it's a lot harder to utilize for people who aren't like don't have masteries of it. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot easier to develop, especially for IO services on Unity. And since we're already offering a free service, I suspect that they're offering the Unreal Engine 4 to compete.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? All right, just looking for a little confirmation.
I mean, when somebody wins the British Great Stuff Award or whatever it was called.
The British, yeah. I think that was it.
former winners include Sir Anthony Hopkins, the Beatles,
Harry Potter,
Beckham.
Fish and Chips was a big one.
All right, so that's the news. Guess what time it is, guys?
What time is it?
It's everyone's favorite time.
Oh, Jesus.
It's time to take a test.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hot shot. Test your might. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bryson's ass so hard. This is only a test.
All right, tonight is in other words quiz, because I know Giant Shock missed him over the last 6 months. He loves him. And Bugs Bunny rules, so... Everyone knows that I like to change
it's
up
duck season?
I like to change up the sounds a little bit. So tonight, you'll be getting a confirmation from Bugs himself, or a little bit of a negative feedback. It's going to be a short quiz, only 6 questions. I didn't really have enough time to do it.
Why the odd...
Over the last 6 months.
Why the even number?
Why 6? Do you want 5? I'll give you 5.
Well, I'm just asking.
All right, you just lost the question.
All right.
Good start.
All right.
I helped myself out, one less to get wrong.
For people who don't know, the In Other Words quiz is I take a name of a game and I change it. For example, did Perfect Dark, what was it?
Flawless Black.
Yeah, something like that. Mm. All right. You'll catch on. First one, Scalers of Frozen
Ice
Water.
Climbers. Oh, should we chime in? What do we do?
Yes.
I'm cool with it.
Well, I want to give everybody a little bit of time at home. Anyway, what'd you just blurt out?
Ice Climbers. I forgot not how this works. Shabby.
All right, not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
Nice. All right, number 2. Empty area, people taking control of foreign land. Max Barracuda.
Shot in the dark, Space Invaders.
Well, hello.
All right. Bugs is digging it.
That was like when he was like, dressed up as a chick bunny.
He was girl bunny.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, The Last Brawl. I think Max had it first.
Final Fight.
Oh, baby, a triple! Oh, yeah!
Nice. No, I just love that sound. And anyone who wants to check it out on
it's
YouTube,
like, Bugs Bunny
check out Oh, Baby, a Triple. I love this kid.
Bugs is getting...
All right. This one should be an easy one. The people who live next door were devoured by the living dead.
Zombies
Giant Shock.
Zombies ate my neighbors?
Not too shabby.
All right. So that... Short story with a moral. Mr. Max Barracuda.
Abel?
Well, hello.
All right. And the last one. Now it's 4-1. The last one is worth 10 points. And it is the requirement for velocity. Giant Shock.
Need for Speed.
Not too shabby.
All right. So I guess Giant Shock wins it.
Technically wins.
Woo!
coming behind.
I don't know how I feel about the rules of this game.
Dude, you got to rally, man.
I'll come with the fire for the test next week.
No,
just stepping back into the boots, son. Just stepping back into the boots.
I like your 10-point last question.
Did you like that?
Yes.
I knew you would. All right, so right now, I feel that we're going to start going into the newer sections that I wanted to do. Everyone knows I wanted to make this a community issue show in the original. It was hard. I'm really going to push the community stuff. So we're going to have discussions. We're going to have questions. And, of course, we're going to have our fun little thing at the end. Right now, I want to discuss Batman Arkham has went for the MA rating.
Arkham Knight?
Arkham Knight is now MA.
So does that
all mean the games were teen before that.
Can't, like, you see Compound Fractures now when he's busting up the Batman?
He was doing it already.
Not like,
what more can they do? My question is, what more can they do?
Badass this game.
And I want to know if that's going to give to the story or detract from the story.
Depends what they have him doing.
Right. Well, that's what I want to speculate with. What could he be doing more? He was really kicking some ass back then.
That's what I mean. And, like, I had some issues with Arkham City and some of the way they killed a lot of people in that game.
He basically murdered those people. Like, the way he would just break a thug in half and leave him in the cold alleyway.
I'm even saying, like,
who's getting that guy?
They killed a lot of major villains in needless ways.
Yeah.
They need Ra's al Ghul being tossed out of a building and impaled.
Yeah, but with Batman, they always come back. Ra's al Ghul especially can always come back.
He's got the Lazarus pit, man.
Yeah.
Just dip him in.
He's got it.
I would actually
prefer... You just cherry dip that dude and he's back.
Lazarus pit only rejuvenates. It doesn't bring back to life.
Didn't it bring somebody back to life and they were like, wow,
Robin,
like that's
crazy.
But he wasn't dead.
Jason Todd.
He was still clinging to life.
Jason Todd was dead as a doornail.
So he took the Joker beating nowhere near the Lazarus pit.
I voted to kill that guy.
No, he was in the Mideast when it happened.
He just got whooped up.
It was the worst.
Ra's al Ghul and his gang poked him a couple times like he's dead.
They brought him back and he was like wacky for a while, right?
Wasn't he? And he went Red Hood.
Yeah, well, Ra's is already wacky, so it doesn't really matter.
I hope the MA label, though, going back to the original part of the conversation, makes it like he just goes Frank Castle on Gotham, man. Just kill everybody. That'd be great.
Well, they were actually surprised that
Batman,
they were surprised that they got the MA rating, so I can't say that they twisted it and said... Oh, they said that they just submitted the story and got the MA.
This probably is going to have some more F-bombs being dropped by the bad guys.
I can't imagine that they changed the story like that, because at that point they would know. Oh, whatever, we're just going for the MA.
In the last game, though, they weren't dropping F bombs, but they were saying some.
Did they curse? No, I don't think.
A lot of like that Harley Quinn's a crazy bitch. Like that was about as racy as it got.
Yeah, I guess
there was a lot of goons talking about Harley Quinn.
A lot of Nolan North voices.
Yeah, all Nolan North.
What about maybe it's not necessarily anything with the gameplay, but. It's like free roam in the sense where instead of stopping a mugging this time, you're stopping like awful crimes, like a double homicide or like.
Do you think they're going to try and tie it in with the pregnancy game? Is that
no need for thoughts on this lady? I got him.
When he meets up with Talia al Ghul, the birth of Damian scene is going to be gross.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know why they could want it except for possibly the ending.
No, it's. Violence. It's definitely going to be violence.
It's always been a very violent game.
It'd be kind of cool, though, if, like, you're fighting guys, instead of just, like, breaking their arm and you see, like, it went a weird way, if they, like, compound fractures.
I don't see that going from teen to MA,
comes out.
Right? Do you see that going from
compound teen fractures
to MA?
Equal.
There's probably just one scene in the entire game that's stepping just over the line. Like, there's probably an execution at some point.
Maybe they're giving them that, like, really, really... Maybe. Homoerotic bat suit from Batman for Batman and Robin.
Do you think bat
nipples
are enough to do it?
It's scary as hell.
Arnold Schwarzenegger reprises his role. Freeze, bird boy.
Anyway, do you guys think it's going to take away from the sales?
Nah.
People were concerned. I don't think it will.
I think it's almost a shame to do it because, come on, kids love Batman.
Yeah, keep it. Well, dude, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't let my kids play the old games either.
That's true, but you know.
Well, your kids are really young.
Really
even,
super young.
Even if. You know,
what if they were like 10?
To tell you the truth, when
no,
because it's dark. It's dark, dude. They're like
that first one could freak out.
You
a
know
kid.
What I mean? Yeah, 10 years old. I was watching Batman the Animated Series, which was dark enough, I guess. Sometimes
it's a good point.
It holds up. That
that's still watchable.
Yeah,
it was an adult cartoon for kids though. Like that was they had like cool.
They had a lot of adult cartoons back then, dad. Man. Remember Wolverine always trying to grab ass on Jean Grey? That was not
why
cool,
why is Cyclops
man.
A chump of him?
Right, right.
It's going on right under his eye.
Right. He was literally seeing red.
Damn it.
Those visors were blocking out all that smooching.
I know. He had his hater blockers
on. That's
why
he wore them. Where does she get off just being like, I'm going to hook up the dude in the our mansion?
I don't know, man. She was cold-blooded. Anyway.
She played mind games with him.
Yeah, Spider-Man was dark too, but we're not talking about that. So you guys don't think it's going to hurt sales at all?
I'm getting it day one.
It's not going to hurt my sales, man.
Just, you know.
I might just for some fact that like now like kids under, what is it, 17?
Yeah.
Can't buy it. But like you got to really take in consideration how many kids under 17 buy video games.
How many kids under 17 buy Call of Duty?
Mm-hmm. Well, how many that's an kids MA game. Under 17 go to the store by themselves without their parents?
Okay, so they're gonna go in with their parents to get a game. What do you think the parents are gonna anyway. Be more likely to buy them? Call of Duty or right. Batman?
I think Batman's yeah, household. I think Batman yeah kind of masks the MA rating.
I don't think any kid that asks for the game won't get it because it's got an MA rating.
Parents are gonna look at the cover, they're gonna see Batman on it, and they're not even gonna notice what MA stands for.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so.
You think they should do movie things? Like rated X, rated R.
I mean, I don't know.
Is MA comparable to
it's
X?
It's R.
No. Sure.
Really. It's R. All right. It's an R rating.
That's the highest rating you can get, though, right?
Well, MA? I guess Leisure Suit Larry think, yeah, might get up
you,
there. But
I think
I don't
you
know.
Can get an X. I'll have to look it up. We'll talk about that
another time.
Yeah, next week. Unless, actually, that'll be the quiz, man, if you guys want to do that.
What's the game rated?
X rated game.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll do game rating rather than just X rated games. That could go poorly. All right, so that was the discussion I wanted to talk about. If anyone wants to chime in on the discussion, and I would love you to, hit up the Facebook right now. Hit up the Facebook. The Facebook's going to be hot fire again. Going to be good for at least one a day. Plus, we're doing a new thing we're introducing where Pete and myself will be coming out with, Pete or myself, rather, will be coming out every Sunday with a comic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put one up regarding this story that we just talked about this Sunday. You can collect them.
Oh, I can't draw a stick figure comics?
Oh, you want to do it? You want to do it? You can do it. I don't care.
I'll try.
Pete just kind of volunteered. He had an idea for it. You know, I'll probably most likely be doing it most. Sign Light and Happiness is funny. Yeah, I don't care about that. We're going to launch into a new section about movies.
We need an idea for a movie that's a home run, a feel-good romp for the whole family.
Given the current trends of the movie-going public, can you come up with an idea for a movie that will break $100 million box office?
So let me explain the situation. What we are attempting to do is we're pretending that we're trying to pitch a video game as a movie. Like we design how it's going to be presented, who's going to be in it, whatnot. Tonight, we'll be trying to sell the Sony executives Toe Jam and Earl, the movie. Max Barracuda, would you like to tell us how you would sell them a Toe Jam and Earl movie?
Well, look at the picture of these two guys. This is clearly the next Seth Rogen, James Franco picture.
Mm. That's a good one.
Right? Maybe CGI. Like mm-hmm. Paul. Remember Paul?
Like Paul?
Yeah. I like it. A little mix of live action in there.
Right. Okay. All right. Or Aliens in the Attic.
Let's go with Paul. I don't know that other one.
Mac and Me.
You know, nice 90s hip-hop soundtrack to it.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
I think thing sells itself.
I like it.
Look at these
guys. I like it. Who would be the villain in your Toe Jam and Earl movie?
Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz, what's he trying to do?
I have no idea. I don't remember the plot of the game.
He has a lot of money. That's his evil thing.
Okay.
I just like him as an act.
Who plays Carrot Man?
God, you're making me think about this stuff.
Carrot Top, clearly.
Carrot Top, yeah.
Carrot Top. Okay, that's a good one.
Like, get your box of tricks out of here, Carrot Man.
Now, how would you sell it, Giant Shock?
Well, SpongeBob did pretty good, so I would have him hit
the claymation, you're thinking? Alright.
I'd have them go into our world, mm-hmm. and they're just totally like themselves, you know, just like how SpongeBob is.
Okay.
And they're, I don't know, I guess they'd just be kind of doing just random shit. I'm really not selling this one too good.
No, come on, they crash land on our world and do random shit, man. This is awesome.
No, look at the picture of Carrot Man there. That's going to be Christoph Waltz.
Alright.
In a carrot suit.
Alright. I mean, Carrot Man helped them. In the game.
Fine, making the...
I'm the only person who really knows the Toe Jam and Earl mythos here. All right, see, the way I think I would go about it would... Yeah, go ahead, man. This is going to be a short segment, I feel.
Well, since in the real world now, they're no longer messing around with Funkatron, they got to get real jobs. So, anyway, Earl, yeah, he'd work in a surf shop, and the guy who brings home the real bucks is Toe Jam. He goes to Las Vegas, and with his third leg,
courier.
What?
I don't know. Never mind.
No, I said with his third leg, he makes himself a name out there.
Okay. All right. I get it. Anyway, I think I would sell it Pixar. Hand it to Pixar. I always like the, and I did give this some thought. I always like the Futurama thing where, remember the aliens always watch the old TV shows? I kind of like that they're here now, but they've been watching 90s rap videos. You could tie it into that's when MTV used to play videos.
No, I like that idea. So that's what they think Earth culture is still?
Yeah. They crash down. They need to get back to Funkatron. Christopher Walken does not enjoy their brand of music.
He's the uptight older neighbor?
He is, but he can do the dance. You know what I'm saying? But only to specific music he likes.
And he just so happens maybe works for the CIA?
I also need them to roll into the town from Footloose. That's the villain. The dad from Footloose.
The whole town.
Mm-hmm. The whole town.
Well, you can basically just lift that plot. Take one part Coneheads, one part Brady Bunch,
okay,
one part Footloose, and you have a Toe Jam and Earl movie.
It's nice. It's nice. I like it.
I still stand by the casting.
I like the casting.
I like the casting too. Seth Rogen and...
and Franco?
That's how it goes down. Although James Franco's brother's killing it a lot more for me now.
Yeah, but they're a comedy duo at this point.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, I think I came up with something better.
Okay.
They go down...
We're spitballing.
Not than yours, I'm saying than my last one. Which
is no, it's good. Spitball with us.
All right, they get sucked...
The segment sucks.
They get sucked into a vortex, and like they're in this big waiting room, right? And they just see like Beavis and Butthead and Cheech and Chong... And like all other famous duos, and they get shot up into like this big grassy field, and it's the Hunger Games, but with like buddy people. Boom. All
right, I don't know how good a Toe Jim and Earl movie that would make, but I want to see it more than anything ever.
I mean, yeah, I would like
Mario Luigi's there, man. They're just like, oh,
this, yeah, but
Abbott and Costello are like the Hunger Games.
The movie's not happening.
Laurel and Hardy. Two of the Marx Brothers.
Two of they left Zeppo behind.
Shags and Scooby.
You can go back to, was it Lucy and, not Lucy, Lucy and Desi? Yeah, sure.
Ethel?
Ethel and,
Fred and Ethel.
Fred and Ethel.
Okay. I need Violent J and Shaggy too, though, to be that, too. Like, holy shit!
Just all these comic duos, and they fight to the death. All
right, so for anyone who liked our selling...
Well, a comic book coming.
Anyone who liked our selling movie, snippet that we just tried there. That's too bad. We're never doing it again.
I didn't think it was that.
Being really harsh on it.
Very brilliant concept just came out of that.
All right. If anyone wants to actually pitch us a real idea, we're going to start interacting and reading a lot more suggestions on it. So if you have a suggestion for that, if you want to add on to the Batman, and of course, if you want to answer the question of the week, which I'm going to bust out there right now. The question of the week, it involves a Rock Band 4 announcement. Now, I told you that they said they had new instruments, and we weren't sure if they meant just new models of the old instruments. If they do have new instruments, I'd like to hear from everybody what instrument they would like.
Harmonica.
Well, it would go with harmonics.
That would get kind of gross after a while.
That would get super gross.
No, but then you could open up to a whole Blues Traveler medley.
Then you could get Rock Band ska when they introduce the brass section.
Trombone.
You know what? We'll answer it next week. Hopefully we'll get some hits, and I'll read those hits on air. I'll let everybody know your name or whatever you want to.
They should actually upload that final drum solo from Whiplash.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Do that. Break some people.
I love
it. And a little J.K. Simmons in the corner berating you as you go.
Okay, so hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. You can find us with the A-Squad podcast tags. I would love for somebody to answer the question of the week. Mention about the Batman. Mention about our terrible movie... Set us straight on how to make a Toe Jam and Earl movie.
Do better than us.
Yeah, it's not going to be... We set the bar pretty low this week.
You would want to see all the famous duos fight?
Next week, Danny Mac might be back. Novus Redemptor. We might have Victor back. This week, we didn't want to overwhelm anyone. We are back after 6 months. And we will continue to be back for at least the next 6 months. I promise you that. The three of us. I love that. I love
it. Oh, yeah!
I love it. Look that up as well.
What is that?
I'll show it to you after the show. All right. So, everyone, it's been my pleasure to be back. The show's just going to get better.
This is a good stretching out episode, getting back.
It is.
Are we doing Shooting the Breeze, too?
No, I don't think we're going to do Shooting the Breeze. Okay. We'll do it when we got more people in here. So, everyone, from me to you, thanks for playing. And thanks for sticking around after 6 months.